evening service, and we trust the Lord's blessing will be upon us as we meet together tonight around the Word of God in this our missionary Sunday. If we think about the work amongst the boys and girls, especially today. Delighted to have our sister Christina Logan with us tonight. She's going to be sharing with us about the work that she's involved in that area amongst the boys and girls. Do appreciate your continuing compliance with the rules of entering and exiting and while in the building. This is for all of our safety as we meet in the Lord's house. To remember the baskets at the doors for your offerings, the ordinary offering, and then especially for our sister Christina and her support in the work that she's engaged in. Do remember that tonight. We're delighted also to have our sister Vivian with us to share with us in singing, and she's going to be ministering in song later on in our service tonight. Do remember, please, on Tuesday evening, the Bible study and prayer meeting in the church hall. And I will be along, God willing, to bring the Bible study and to lead the prayer meeting. We encourage you to attend, please, and to join with us. If you haven't been coming to the prayer meeting or have left off coming, we encourage you to come back. We need the prayers of God's people in these days and for the work of God ongoing. Friday night for elders and ministers, the presbytery meeting is on Zoom by means of the usual link, Friday night at 8 o'clock. Next Lord's Day, Sunday school continues at 10. It is family worship 11:30, and then the evening gospel service at 7. We'll be here to bring God's word at the services next Lord's Day. Sister Natasha will bring ministry and song in the evening time. Do please remember the time of prayer before the evening service. There's no building fund next Lord's Day. It will revert to the harvest, and the harvest is on the 10th of October, Sunday the 10th of October at 11:30, when Reverend Joshua Moffat from Bangor will be the preacher, soloist our brother David Warwick. In the evening time, Reverend Ryan McKee from Macrofelt will minister, and he and his wife will minister in song. It's a special gift day on the Harvest Sunday for the Building Fund. We appreciate your generosity and trust that you will give as the Lord has prospered you toward our Building Fund. With present restrictions, we're not asking people to come with flowers, fruit, vegetables. There will be a small decoration in the church again this year. You'll understand the present circumstances. Do remember, please, that again, with the restrictions, we will not have a Monday night harvest this year. We normally have a supper and harvest praise service, but we will not have that session feel. We have to still be careful, so we will not have that on the Monday night. Remember those in our congregation, many who have sicknesses, going through treatments and various ailments. Do remember them, please, in your prayers, and do please let us seek the Lord on their behalf, that the Lord will touch them and heal them. Our sister Mary McFadden going through treatments ongoing, and then our sister Iron McBurney waiting for surgery. To remember these ladies, and remember Catherine Nessie's daughter too, with her ongoing treatment, that the Lord's hand will be upon her in grace and with a touch in her body. To remember others too that we have known and heard about, who have situations that they need your prayers and support, and do especially remember them at this time. We're glad that the Lord's hand is upon us in our daily lives, and we're glad that even in situations that cause trauma, do remember even our midst tonight, Samuel and his wife Gemma, the trauma they've had this week as a family for Hannah. Pray for them, that the Lord will continue to give them grace and help as he's preserved them this week. He will continue to do so in days ahead. Remember Reverend Lyndon's daughter who is ill in hospital. Do pray for Rachel, that the Lord will touch her and heal her if it is his will. And there are other ministers. Reverend Goods, who's got home from hospital, is improving. And Reverend David Smith, who is now in hospital, do pray for him as well. So these are realities that we're facing with this virus and so forth. And so you need our prayers. We do appreciate the need for prayer. And then, could I say a word of thanks to all who have responded to my appeal for volunteers and for parent and toddlers. And, of course, there are other meetings that we haven't recommenced yet, but we want to recommence as soon as it's safe to do so. But we are being careful and cautious with all of this. So if you can help in any of the meetings, parent and toddlers, children's meeting, Awana, youth work, please do make contact with myself or any of the leaders. We're always looking for volunteers. And I say appreciate those who have responded already. Now we're going to just turn to a hymn as we start our meeting. We keep our seats as we sing. We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward is our Lord's command. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. And then we will stand after this for prayer. And then as we are seated, Vivian will come and sing a couple of pieces to us. Gracious God and eternal Father in heaven, we come into thy presence tonight in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. We thank thee for gathering us together in this fashion this evening. We thank thee, our God, for the purpose of our coming. We come to worship thee. We come, O God, to seek your face. We come, O God, to hear your word. We come, Lord, to hear the ministry from thy servant and song. And we pray that thou wilt bless, O God, everything that takes place in this meeting tonight. We pray that it may bring great glory and honor and praise to thy most holy and most blessed name. We pray tonight, O God, that thou wilt work, that thou wilt come, and that thou wilt answer prayer, that thou wilt meet with us, and that thou wilt empower us in the service, thy servants who minister in song and in speaking. We pray that thou wilt help them, and that thou wilt enable them, that thou wilt strengthen them, that thou wilt use them. And we pray that as we hear of the work of God here in the home front amongst the boys and girls, that thou wilt bless thy servant. And, O God, that thou wilt bless the work that she represents and all of the workers that are involved in this across this land. We thank thee for the vision to reach boys and girls, even during this pandemic. We thank thee for ways and means that have been used to reach boys and girls with the gospel of Christ. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt continue thy hand upon this work. Thank you for thy servant this morning that we have heard from about the work even into Europe. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt bless him and his wife as they're involved in this work too. We pray, Father, that thou wouldst undertake, Lord, for our people at this time. You know, many of issues of health and, Lord, those who are at this time, O God, going through difficulties. We have mentioned those even in our midst who have had very great trauma this week. We pray that thou wilt continue to comfort them and help them. We thank thee for preserving, and we thank thee for your hand upon each one. We pray, Father, that you remember those who are hospitalized. We pray for those who are going through treatments, those even at home who cannot get out to church because they have to isolate. And then there are others too, perhaps, who have fallen into this terrible complacency and not coming to the house of God and sitting at home when they could be here. We pray for a stirring among your people. That, Lord, while there are genuine cases, Lord, there are others who are lethargic and fallen into the trap of the devil, and not to come and congregate together. We pray that thou wilt stir hearts among the church of Christ in these days. Help us not to be sofa Christians, but help us, Lord, to be those who will engage with others and come to the house of God as we are able to do so health-wise and as it's safe to do so. We thank thee for the environment of the church and for the restrictions that we have to make it safe. And we pray that thou wilt help us in this regard. We ask of thee that thou wilt bless the families of the church and continue to encourage and strengthen those that need that strengthening at this time. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember those who are discouraged. Oh, Lord, we pray that thou wilt lift up the drooping spirits and encourage and strengthen. We pray for the missionaries right across the world, not only Christina here in the home front and others who labor with her in the gospel here at home, but others to the far-flung regions of the world, that thou wilt bless them. Some who cannot even do much in regard to actual work in the mission field because of the restrictions and because of lockdowns and so forth. But we thank thee that thou hast used means of the media and the various means of internet to get the gospel out. We pray that thou wilt use this means as well. Father, we pray that you'll come tonight and help us and guide us. Think of that family too in Ballinahinch with this awful tragedy. We pray for Eric and Lynette tonight. Comfort them. Remember those in these situations. We pray, O God, that thou wilt draw near. Give that comfort and grace, we pray, in Jesus' name, for God's eternal glory. Amen. You may be seated. I will just clean this desk for you, and then you can come. Okay. Thank you.
blessed and gracious tide. Grace and love, like mighty rivers, poured incessant from above. And hence peace and perfect justice kissed a guilty world in love. In thy truth thou dost direct me by thy Spirit through thy word, and thy grace my need is meeting as I trust in thee, my Lord. Of thy fullness thou art pouring thy great love and power on me, without measure, full and boundless, drawing out my heart to thee. Of thy fullness thou art pouring thy great love and power on me, without measure, full and boundless, drawing out my heart to thee.
It's lovely to be able to share with you this evening in your missionary meeting. The next piece I'm going to sing, I'm sure all of you will have heard it before, but as I was choosing pieces, it just really seemed appropriate and it spoke to me. It talks about every day they pass us by. You know, our sister Christina is in full-time work, but for those of us who aren't, every day they pass us by. We meet people from day to day who need the Lord, who we need to share the Lord with. So I trust this will speak to our hearts this evening. Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries, only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the dreams, he's the open door.
I'd like to thank Vivian for her ministry. It's always good to hear her, and we appreciate her ministry and song here again this evening. We're going to turn to another hymn, and you'll see it on the screen, number 682. Hark the voice of Jesus crying, who will go and work today? Fields are white and harvest waiting. Who will bear the sheaves away? Loud and long the Master calleth, rich reward he offers thee. Who will answer gladly, saying, here am I, send me, send me. And after we sing this, we'll stand for a moment of prayer, and then Vivian will minister again, and then Christina, who we're delighted to have with us, Christina Logan from our Rasharkin congregation, who works under our mission board. She's going to report about the work that she's engaged in amongst the boys and girls. Welcome, Christina, to Ballygan. We've had her before, and we welcome you again tonight, Christina, to our service here. So we'll have the hymn first of all. Thank you. Gracious Father, we come now in the closing moments of our service as thy servant will sing and as thy servant comes to report of the Lord's work. We pray that thou will give help and blessing and challenge our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. Take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasure.
Well, it's lovely to be here with you tonight again in Ballygowan. It's lovely to be back again, and I want to thank Reverend Smiley for the kind words of welcome and for the opportunity to come back and to tell you of the work we've been doing, especially with FPC Kids over the past year and a half, and especially in this your special Missionary Sunday. I hope to encourage you tonight, and I hope you'll be encouraged as you hear what the Lord has been doing over the past year and a half, really, especially with FPC Kids. And even how you'll hear, hopefully, how the Lord has even been working amongst our boys and girls here in Northern Ireland and further afield. And he has been saving our boys and girls. Even in the midst of a global pandemic, the Lord has still been working. So I do hope tonight you will be encouraged to hear what the Lord has been doing through the work amongst our boys and girls. But I would ask you to turn tonight to the Word of God. You have your Bibles with you, to Psalm chapter 48. Psalm 48, and this psalm, title of the psalm is a song and psalm for the sons of Korah. Psalm 48, and we'll read this psalm together, all of this psalm. Read there in verse 1, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for though the kings were assembled, they passed by together. They saw it, and so they marvelled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain, as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God for ever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death." And then everything there at the end of verse 14 of that Psalm 48. So I'm just going to kind of go through what we've been doing over the past year and a half and go through some pictures, hopefully, and be a bit more informed then of the work we've been doing. And then we'll just come and look at this Psalm for a few minutes after we go through these photos. So I began working as a full-time children's worker under our mission board in March of 2019. So over a year and a half ago, or 2 years and a half, it's hard to keep track of the years these days. But yes, March 2019, I began working as a full-time children's worker under our mission board. And I was really doing the kind of work that you might think about when you think of a children's worker here in Northern Ireland. We were getting into schools, doing assemblies and after-school Bible clubs. And then also doing church work and going about and doing holiday Bible clubs and Sunday schools and children's meetings, just really the kind of things that you think about when you think of a full-time children's worker. And really that was the first year of my work under the mission board. However, very little did I know, I think very little did anyone know, that a year into the work in March 2020, that work would very drastically change because of the coronavirus. Not going to keep going on about it tonight, but in March 2020, I really began to see the cancellations of most of my meetings that I had booked up to that time, especially March of last year, really up to the beginning of June into summer months. Most of the meetings I had booked in my diary were cancelled. So that was children's meetings and school assemblies and after school Bible clubs. My diary went from being pretty full to literally having nothing in it. I remember there was a week there at the beginning of March where every day you were getting phone calls from principals and teachers and preachers just saying, look, we're sorry, but we're going to have to cancel. It was understandable to keep everybody safe. And I really thought, well, that's that. Nothing we can really do about it. A situation very much out of our hands. And I kind of just thought, well, I'll have a few quiet months. So I thought maybe weeks or months ahead. And then hopefully things will pick back up again in the summer. And I live in a dairy farm, my dad's a farmer, and I was like, well, I know what I'll do, I'll go out and help him for a few months, that'll keep him happy. I might not enjoy it that much, but it'll keep him happy and it'll give me something to do for the next few months. However, just kind of a few days after that kind of whole thought process was going through my head, I got a phone call from Alistair Hamilton, who is the treasurer of our mission board. And he was coming on just wondering if us as children's workers, so myself and Robert McConnell and Joyce Walsh, would come together and to form an online children's mission, an online children's ministry for our boys and girls. So at that point, a lot of the churches had moved to an online ministry. And so it's something quite natural to do for the boys and girls. So Sunday schools had been cancelled and children's meetings had been cancelled. And so the mission board wanted us to come together and to form some sort of online ministry for the boys and girls. And so on the 20th of March last year, we met together as a Skype meeting. There's no such thing as Zoom back then. It was Skype very much back in March last year. Myself and Robert and Joyce, along with Alistair, and also onto the team came Catherine Cain, who does a lot of the filming and editing for the mission board. A lot of the deputation videos you've seen were probably edited and videoed by her. And along with that came Glenn Hamilton. And from that, FPC Kids was born. Now, we decided at that point that we would, the platforms we would use to show these videos would be our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. And the plan that we had there from that meeting was to do two meetings every week to kind of act like a children's meeting and a Sunday school. So there was going to be a meeting on the Friday night and then on a Sunday morning. And then along with that, we decided we would do a little devotional message for the boys and girls every Wednesday at 12 o'clock. And it was just a shorter video, more aimed towards boys and girls who are already saved. And so from that, our Bible Corner and our Wee Word was created. Wee Word's a very Northampton thing to say. There's a lot of us on the team from Ballymena. I think that kind of was influenced our name of our Wee Words. But we had our Wee Words and our Bible Corners. And our Bible Corners are those meetings, those longer meetings that we had on the Friday night and the Sunday morning. And then the Wee Word, that was just that wee 5 minute kind of devotional type message we had out there on the Wednesday. And these meetings that we had, especially our Bible Corners, we wanted to try to make them as much like a children's meeting as possible. So we had some singing, we had a prayer, then we had our memory verse, and then our Bible story or object lesson. And so we did want to make them as much like, as I said, a children's meeting as possible in a Sunday school as well. So our original plan at that point was to go over to our church in Cumber. Our Cumber church have very kindly said that we could use, I think it's their youth room or their prayer room, we could use that room to record there. However, we had to go to plan B a few days after we had come to this decision and the country was put into total lockdown and we were told very firmly to stay at home. So instead of us all going down to Cumber together and Catherine coming along too and recording us all, we had to record ourselves at home. And that was an experience, to say the least. For some reason, I was chosen to be the first person to record a video and to put it out. And we gave ourselves a week. So we had that meeting on the 20th and we wanted the first meeting out on the 27th, so just a week later. So we didn't give ourselves long, and I don't think I'll ever forget that week. I think it was one of the most stressful weeks I've ever been through, because I had never done anything like this before. I think a lot of our ministers were probably feeling the same way. This is all very new and very foreign thing to do. It's very normal now for us to sit down in front of a camera and to record ourselves. But back then, back last year, this is something that's very new. And for those first few months, we were recording at home. And those were difficult months, I have to admit it. I was doing it on my own. There was really nobody there to tell me if it was okay. And oftentimes, you thought you'd recorded a whole message. You went through it all, and then you turned around, and the phone had shut down, or the phone had locked, and nothing had recorded, or else you're out of focus, you're not in the centre, or the video and the audio didn't match up. And oftentimes you could have spent hours and hours and hours just recording a 20-minute video or 25-minute video. So those first few months were very difficult, but the Lord did give help. And especially for that first meeting, the Lord gave help, and we were able to put out that first meeting on the 27th of March last year. And I think I spoke on Samuel anointing David to be the next king over the land of Israel. And we really had no idea how boys and girls were going to react to these videos. This is something, like I said, that was very new. And now, of course, the boys and girls are quite used to sitting down in front of the computer and having lessons, especially last year when they were off school, sitting down and having lessons in front of a computer screen. But this is something that was very new in March of last year. So we had no idea how boys and girls were going to react and whether they would actually want to, you know, sit in their own homes and sing along to the choruses and repeat the memory verses and to sit and listen to a story on the TV or computer, whatever they were watching it on. So we didn't know if this would really take off, but we were really blown away by the response we got, even from that first meeting that went out. And going out live, I think there was over 150 devices watching in, so say 150 families watched into that first meeting that went out from all over the world. We had people watching in from all over Northern Ireland and down into the south, people watching from the mainland, and even people from America, Canada, Australia. We couldn't believe it. And even just the wee messages of support that we got from people, just people sending us a wee text message saying how good it all looked and how well it had went down. And we really do appreciate it. We want to say thank you to yourselves, to our church family as a whole, for your support over the past year and a half to 2 years. We really, really do appreciate it. We want to thank you for it. We want to thank you for your prayers. And we do appreciate your prayers and your support and encouraging your boys and girls even to come, and grandchildren and nieces and nephews, encouraging them to watch into the videos. We really do appreciate it. And we want to say thank you most of all to the Lord, even for how he has used these meetings. And even from that very first meeting that went out, we heard of one little girl coming and asking the Lord into her heart to take away her sins. And that was such a great thing to hear, and even like a seal of approval from the Lord on what we were doing. We want to thank the Lord how he has used these meetings to speak to many boys and girls. And we've heard of many children coming and being saved through these meetings, and many more perhaps that we won't hear about, and we haven't heard about. We want to thank the Lord even that he's allowed us to use these meetings and to use this technology and this means even to reach boys and girls and older ones too with the gospel, even over this difficult time. The Lord has been good to us. So after, like I said, those first few months we were recording at home, but then we were able to move down to Cumber then when restrictions lifted a little bit, which was a big weight off everyone's shoulders. And it was good that Catherine then was able to come and to record us. And this is us, really. I've never seen any of our videos before. This is kind of what we look like up on the screen. So there's myself and Robert and Joyce. We're very colourful, we're very bright. We really are targeting towards boys and girls. We want them to be interested and to watch in. And this is kind of what the format of our Bible corners look like. And so far we've done around 50 to 60 Bible corners. And they've kind of changed and evolved as kind of the whole situation has changed in the country. And they've kind of moved different times. But we've done about 50 or so Bible corners. And then we had our wee words. And we did 15 or so wee words. And like I said, these were a little bit different. We were able to do a wee bit different things with these. And Robert, he loves his vintage cars or classic cars. And he was out in his cars. He's up the Moor Mountain today as well. And like I said, I live on the farm. So I was able to do a little a series out in the farm amongst the cows and the dogs and things like that. So these are a little bit less formal than our Bible corners and something really targeted towards boys and girls who are already saved. And these went down really well, and I even heard of one man asking his daughter what her favourite Bible story was. And she said, oh, it's the one with the cows. And this is the one she was talking about, out with the cows and the cows chewing their cud. So they went down very well, and even just those wee 5 minute things, and they really grabbed their attention, and hopefully even the things they learned from these videos will stay with them for a long time. So along with our videos, we also did out worksheets for the boys and girls to, and these were put up on the Facebook page, and these worksheets just had wee questions and wee activities that related to the story that they had just heard. And then they were able to print out these worksheets and then fill them out and then send us a wee picture, and we put them back up on the Facebook page for people to see. And there was a real core group of children who sent these in every single week. We want to say a big thank you to them and to parents even encouraging their children to do these wee worksheets, something for them to do even on a Sunday afternoon. And again, very thankful to the Lord for putting it into the hearts of parents and children to get involved and even to show their support for the work through doing these wee worksheets. So going back to last year, like I said earlier, I was really hoping that come our summer last year that we would be back into the work. I think we kind of all hoped that summer last year we'd be back to normal again. And I had 11 or so holiday Bible clubs, in-person holiday Bible clubs booked for last year. I know Robert and Joyce had pretty much the same. However, it wasn't in the Lord's plan or the Lord's will for us to be able to do those holiday Bible clubs last year. So they were all cancelled. And so we realised very quickly that there was a real need to do some sort of online holiday Bible club. A lot of those churches that we were planning to go into came to us and were like, well, is FBC Kids going to do anything? Going to do an online holiday Bible club? And so we decided that we would do some holiday Bible clubs last year. So we did two summer holiday Bible clubs, week-long meetings. We did one in July, a week in July, and a week in August. And then we also did a winter holiday Bible club a few days after Christmas last year. We had our Easter holiday Bible club, which is over the Easter weekend of this year. And then we also did another summer one in August, a few weeks ago in August of this year. And the great thing about these holiday Bible clubs was that churches were able to get involved and to really use these meetings as an outreach opportunity to go into their local communities and into their local areas and to reach children and even encourage them to come in or to log in and to watch these videos. A lot of churches came to us and said, you know, those children that don't usually come out to church every Sunday, they're probably not going to watch in if they're not actually going out and given an invitation and given the worksheets for the week and given the crafts for the week. And they're probably not if we're not able to go and give them something. So we're able to do up packs for churches to give out. And like I said, they took this as an outreach opportunity amongst their children in the local areas. And there's wee personalised invitations just with the church's name on it. And then just a wee info page about who we were. And then, like I said, they had the five craft supplies for the week, the five worksheets. And then some churches did provide the craft supplies too for them to do. We're so thankful to all of those churches who did get involved and even supported the work and wanted even to spread the work further afield. And even those churches were then able to send us back videos of their children doing some of the actions to the choruses and things like that. So we really do thank the churches who did want to get involved and who went out and even reached out into their local communities. So these holiday Bible clubs were a wee bit slightly different than our usual than our usual Bible corners. They were a wee bit longer. They were 40 or so minutes long, and they had a missionary story. There was a few more choruses. There was our crafts for the week. There was a quiz also, and then the Bible story. So a wee bit longer, something a wee bit different, again, wanting to encourage the boys and girls to watch in. So like I said, we had our two summer holiday Bible clubs last year. Then we had our Easter holiday Bible club, a winter holiday Bible club, and then our summer holiday Bible club this year. So we all headed down to Cumber to record these. We tried to get down to Cumber and perhaps, well, it depends how busy we were. Back last year during kind of the height when we were very busy, we were maybe down once or twice, three times a month, and going down to record. And we tried to do as much as we can in one day. And so especially for these holiday Bible clubs, we tried to record the five meetings in one day. So it's a very long day. It's quite a lot to it. So we're really there from 9 o'clock in the morning, maybe to 5, 6 o'clock at night. and constantly filming. And so we want to thank Catherine even for, a lot of people think that we're the ones who do all of the work, but believe me, I would have no idea how to do what she does. So we want to thank her for the very hard work that she does behind the scenes. So like I said, we head down to Cumber to record. Perhaps you're wondering kind of what we look like when we go, what the kind of recording process looks like. This is basically us up in the room there in Cumber. It's very simple. We really are just standing in front of a screen that's green. And we really are hoping that what we say comes up on the screen behind us when it actually goes out and when the video is all edited. So we're kind of like the people who do the weather, I think, are like this here. They stand in front of a green screen and they really hope that what comes up because corresponds to what they're saying. And I must admit, at the beginning, it was strange to do it because this, again, is something very new. It was strange to be even talking to a camera and not looking around but talking directly to the camera, and even not having the children to interact with. It was strange at the beginning. You did get used to it, and it's really strange going back again now to doing actual children's meetings. It can be a bit strange going back and doing them. But this is kind of what we look like, and we've kind of different backgrounds for different things we're recording. So if we're recording a quiz, we don't usually use the green screen. And then for our Christmas and our Easter holiday Bible clubs, we have some wee different things, and we will actually to get outside for our Easter one, again, just something to keep the boys and girls interested. And Robert, he was up at Scrabble Tower, and I was out amongst the flowers doing a wee thing and growing for Christ and things like this. So this is kind of gives you hopefully a wee idea of what our recording looks like. So maybe you have never seen any of our videos before, and maybe you don't have young children, or you just haven't seen our videos. So hopefully this, I've got a wee promo clip that we have. We did a wee promo clip for each one of our holiday Bible clubs. So hopefully this is going to work for me, and hopefully this will give you a little idea about what our videos are like. Hello boys and girls, we have got some very exciting news for you. Starting on Good Friday, we would love for you to join the FEC Kids team for a very special holiday Bible club being held over the Easter weekend.
We'll be singing some of our favourite choruses and telling the wonderful, wonderful Easter story. We'll be making some fantastic crafts. You just wait and see what Christina has prepared for crafts. We'll be doing some filming outside, so you watch in to see where we are outside and see if you can guess before you're told. So we're excited about this Easter Holiday Bible Club, and we hope that you will be really, really excited as well.
So boys and girls, don't you forget, you be here, tune in, watch it. And so until then, goodbye and God bless.
So hopefully that does give you a little bit of a better insight into what our videos are like. A lot of people say we're quite like CBeebies. We're very bright and colourful. We're very much, again, targeting towards the boys and girls. And again, those are kind of just gives you a little feel about what our videos are like. Hopefully they might give you a taste. You might go home and watch some more. So like I said, going back to those holiday Bible clubs, we had no idea, again, how boys and girls were really going to react to these meetings. Again, it was for a week long, usually every week long. They were slightly longer, 40 or so minutes, every morning a week during the summer months. And we didn't really know how many boys and girls were going to watch in. But again, we were just amazed at the response from our children and from our churches and from further afield as well. And the boys and girls had an opportunity to send back photos of their crafts and of their worksheets. Now, there was a £10 Amazon voucher up for grabs. Whether that had any impact on the amount of children that sent back photos, I don't know. But we were totally blown away, and there was about 200 to 250 photos sent back each of each craft, of each worksheet, every single day, especially those holiday Bible clubs last year. And these are just some photos of some of the kids that sent back in just photos of their crafts and things like that. And just seeing their wee smiles in their faces just makes it really worth it. And we had a lava lamp was one of our crafts, and it went down a big hit. And we had just some photos of worksheets and things like that. And we just want again say thank you to our church family as a whole for supporting this work. And we really do mean that. We really do appreciate your support and encouraging your children, your grandchildren, nieces and nephews for watching them. We really do appreciate it. And there's some really wonderful crafts out there, a lot better than the ones I did. Either some very talented children or some very talented mummies that live out there who did a lot of hard work. But yes, they were amazing, and we were totally amazed at the response that we got, and we even had to up the amount of prizes that we were giving out because there's so many kids sent photos back in. But we're so thankful, and we even had people come to us and say, we use this as a real outreach opportunity amongst our unsaved family members, because at that time, especially in the summer last year, you weren't really allowed anyone round your house apart from your perhaps immediate family, aunts, uncles and cousins and things like that. So we had people come to say, we made a day out of it, and we invited unsaved aunts and their children out and uncles out and their children, and the kids all sat and watched the TV and the parents sat in the back drinking tea or coffee or whatever, but they were watching in, and they used it as a real outreach opportunity amongst unsaved family members. So these videos really have gone far and wide, and a great thing about even an online ministry, and you can't beat face to face, but the good thing about an online ministry is that anyone can really watch these videos, and anyone who's just scrolling through Facebook or on YouTube, these videos can just pop up and it can catch their attention and they can watch it, and they have such a far wide reaching field really that you can reach to with these videos. So I'd ask you to continue to pray that the Lord will use these videos that have gone out, and they're still all there, people can go back and watch them, but I'd ask you, Lord, we continue to use these videos to speak to boys and girls, yes, but also further afield to parents, aunts, uncles, grannies, grandads, others who are just watching, and the Lord will speak to them about their need of a saviour. So that really is the church side of the work, but usually to our work there are two strands. There's a church side and there's a school side of our work. And very sadly, the school work was really ceased last year. We weren't able to get back into our schools. I was very worried now. We kind of left the schools rather abruptly. It was just basically a text message or a phone call saying, sorry, we can't have you back again. And usually you would have an opportunity maybe to say, well, maybe we'll see you again next year. Kind of put that thought into their head. But there was none of that. And I was worried last year, last September, that we wouldn't get back into most of our schools. It's very, very, very hard to get into a school, but it's very easy to get forgotten about by a school. But it wasn't the Lord's will that we would go back into our schools last year. The schools were still shut to us, and again, understandably so, to keep everyone safe. And so we decided that we would do up some online school assemblies for schools to be able to use, primarily primary schools to be able to use all throughout Northern Ireland. And we did up two types of assemblies. We did Key Stage 1 and Key Stage 2, because it is quite difficult to really speak to a very vast age group from P1 to P7. So we split them up into the two key stages. And these videos are about 10 or so minutes long. And there's a course at start, and then a prayer, and then a Bible story and object lesson. And we were able to contact those schools that we had been in before the pandemic and to tell them that these assemblies were available for them to use. And those schools came back to us really thanking us for them, because assembly is a really important part of the school day. And so they were very thankful that this was something they could use. And it was all packaged up for them. All they had to do was literally press play. And then Robert had a great idea of contacting every school in Northern Ireland. I don't think he realised how many schools there actually are. Primary schools there are in Northern Ireland, there are a lot. But we split the country up into the six counties. So I get County Antrim and County Londonderry. And I think I sent out about 250 emails. So that was a lot of schools. Sadly, I didn't get 250 replies back. But we did get some new replies from new schools. Even principals coming and saying, oh yeah, my kids have been watching you all year. And so that was really encouraging to hear that. And even this year now, we've been able to get into those new schools. And we really were praying that even this would open more doors of opportunity to get into more schools. And most of the schools, I have to admit, are still closed. I think primary schools are being very careful. And again, understandably so. So these assemblies are still available for them to use. So if you maybe do know a school, a principal or a teacher, and they're not don't have their school open yet, please let them know that these assemblies are there for them to use. They don't have to come through us to use them or ask our permission or anything out there. They're free for anyone to use. So please do let them know. But I would ask you to pray, and that just brings me on to kind of my final point about points about prayer. Do pray for the schools, that we will be able to get back into the schools very soon. And that's that third thing there. That we'll be back full time to our schools again. Schools are really important work, a vital part of the work, and it's a real outreach opportunity amongst boys and girls who may never come out to church or to a meeting or a children's meeting, anything like that. So I would ask you to pray. We have got into a few, but nowhere near the numbers we were in last year. So hopefully, as things ease a little bit, we'll be able to get back into those schools again and into new schools, even through even the work that was done with the FPC kids. But back there at number one, just even about wisdom, about what the future holds for FPC kids, and that is a big one. In the short term and the long term, it is difficult even to know what the future does hold, especially since things are changing and constantly change. I would ask you to pray even what the future does look like for FPC Kids and what kind of format it takes even in the months and even the years to come, and that the Lord would really guide us in this matter. The second thing there is for future meetings that are planned even over the coming months, the Lord would continue to use these. Third thing there, touching that about skills. And then fourthly and most importantly there, that children will be brought to the Lord and will be built up in their walk with the Lord, with Jesus Christ. And that is the whole point behind FPC Kids. And that is why we've done all we've done over the past year and a half and before the pandemic. So that little ones will be brought to an understanding of their sin, and that they'll come and ask the Lord to be their saviour. Sometimes I have to admit, even over the past year and a half, I kind of lost sight of that. And I think it was just simply because you were talking to a camera. You weren't talking to kids, you weren't talking to boys and girls. And even with all the excitement of this new thing we were doing, I sort of lost sight of why we were doing this. And that is, like I said, to spread the gospel to the generation following. And we read that little phrase there in Psalm 48, that psalm we read at the beginning tonight in verse 13. We read that phrase there at the end of verse 13, that ye may tell it to the generation following. And I guess the question here has to be asked, well, what is this it? What are we to tell the generation following? Well, this is a really, really wonderful psalm, and it really talks about the wonderful works that God has done for his people. And it shows how God is there for his people as a defence and as his protector, as a king, as a refuge, as a fortress. And we are to tell our boys and girls about our Lord and about even the wonderful works that he can do that are talked about throughout this psalm and all throughout the word of God. And we read there, just verse 13, we read there, to mark ye well her bulwarks. And that really talks about the safety that there is in God. And we are to let the generation coming up behind us, the children who are coming behind us, know of the safety that they have in their God and of the great defence that he is, especially thinking about the times that we're living in, even with the coronavirus, and not even just with the coronavirus, but even in the world that our children are growing up in. They're growing up in a wicked world, and they need to know that God is their defence and he is their refuge. And I'm sure children, boys and girls, are fearful, even in their own way, about things that have been happening over the past year and a half. But we can assure them that their God is their refuge and strength in times of trouble. And that is why we have to tell them what the Lord has done in the past and what he can do for them in the future. And we're also to tell our boys and girls, I read there in verse 13, mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces. And when we think of palaces, surely that reminds us of heaven. And we are to tell our boys and girls of heaven, and the only way that they can get to heaven, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the whole point why we're here, why we're doing this, to tell boys and girls about their need of a saviour and to tell them about how to get to heaven, and that is by having their sins washed away. And we are to pray that our boys and girls will accept God's offer of salvation and then assure them, as verse 14 tells us there, that their God will be their God forever and ever, and he will be their guide for the rest of their lives. Our children are so important, and teaching them the ways of God and of the Bible is more important than ever. They are not only the future of our church, they are our church at present. And so we need to teach them the truths of the Bible and what the Bible teaches them about how they should live their lives before God. And we're not just to tell them the stories from the Bible and not apply it to their lives, but we're to tell them even what the truths of the Bible is, and we're to give them a good foundation to build on. And we're to teach them about sin, teach them about God, teach them about salvation, and even how then, when they are saved, how they can live their lives before God. You know, the wonderful thing is that you don't have to be up in front of a screen, you don't have to be in Facebook or YouTube to tell boys and girls all about all that Christ has done for them and how wonderful he is. We all can be part of teaching our boys and girls, very simply, by speaking a word. We sang a hymn, that's my favourite hymn, is about even placing the food within their reach. Feed my lamb, said Christ the Shepherd. And we all can do that just by speaking a word, by telling them about their need of a saviour, your children, your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, kids, or friends, whoever it might be, just by simply speaking a word, inviting them out to children's meeting, inviting them out to Sunday school. And we are commanded to do so in the word of God. We are told there in Proverbs 22, verse 6, train up a child in the way that he should go. Our kids are very sadly grown up in a world that is full of sin, and they're going to be taught things in certain schools and even from the TV and social media, things like that. They're going to be taught things that are totally against the word of God, and they're going to be taught that those things are normal. And so we do have a responsibility to tell the generation following the truths of the Bible. And that is what we've been trying to do with FPC Kids, and I hope that you've seen that tonight. And even with the work that was being done before the pandemic, So I finish off by asking you to pray for those four things up there, but just pray that the Lord will use this work, that you'll continue even to support the work and spread it abroad, and even ask the Lord to use his work for his own glory in bringing many little ones to the Saviour. And to you, and I know this is the prayer of me and Robert and Joyce and all of our missionaries and ministers, that we'll be able to get back to our work full time again, get back into our schools, get back into our churches in a full time way, even so that many of those little ones who have been missed with in the past year, have been missed with the gospel, will be reached with the gospel once again. Thank you so much for having me along tonight. I do hope you have been encouraged to hear how the Lord has been working, and even that you've even been more informed about the work we have been doing, and that you'll be able to pray for it even more specifically. But do take the boys and girls upon your heart, even pray for your children from this church, from this area, that the Lord would work in their hearts and that he would save them and even keep them for himself. Thank you.
I'd like to thank Christina for that report of the Lord's work, and to pray for her and pray for the other workers, and do remember the offering tonight as you leave for that work tonight. We're going to sing a closing hymn there. It's in the on the screen. Is your life a channel of blessing? It's a challenging hymn. Is the love of God flowing through you? You're telling the lost of the Saviour, you're ready his service to do. We'll keep our seats as we sing this hymn together.
Thank you.
among boys and girls across this land, and the word going out even further afield. We pray that thou wilt bless all of these efforts, and we pray that thou wilt use thy servant amongst us tonight, their co-workers, for thy glory and for thine honour. Challenge our hearts tonight. Pray for the children's work here that we'll soon be able to resume. Thank you for the Sunday school back again. We pray for other meetings and youth work that we'll be able to safely resume in the weeks and months ahead. We commend ourselves to thee tonight as we separate. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all now and forevermore. Amen.